USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New COVID cases have been on the rise in nearly half of U.S. states as the Delta variant of the virus became the dominant strain in the nation earlier this week. The more transmissible strain accounts for more than 80% of infections in some areas. A rise in cases of nearly 11% from last week has some officials reacting, with Rhode Island extending its state of emergency. Governor Daniel McKee says the action was necessary, even though 77% of his state's adult residents have received at least one dose of vaccine. He tells CNN why he felt the need to extend the emergency declaration.
The pandemic is not over, and we need to make sure that we stay on our guard. And so extending the emergency declaration, matching it up with the federal designation, made sense for Rhode Island.
So what will it do practically, though, in terms of isolation and quarantine for residents there? What does it mean on the practical level?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A pair of Confederate statues coming down Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia. Mike Fortier reports.
Applause in Charlottesville, Virginia this morning as a statue of Robert E. Lee is lifted off its base at Market Street Park. The statue first erected about 100 years ago. The city council voting 4 years ago to remove the statue. The legal battle that followed coming to an end 3 months ago after a ruling by the state Supreme Court. A statue of Stonewall Jackson also coming down today. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the confirmed death toll from the Florida condominium collapse has risen to 86, with 43 people still unaccounted for as recovery operations went through their 17th day. A safety review of buildings in the area prompted by the collapse has closed the Miami-Dade County Courthouse. County leaders say the building will begin undergoing emergency repairs after an engineer's report recommended that floors 16 and above in the 28-floor structure be closed. County officials decided to completely close the building, sending employees back to working remotely from home. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A plan from the Biden administration to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to receive a COVID vaccination has drawn plenty of opposition since it was unveiled earlier this week. But Representative Michael Burgess says he doesn't believe that continuing to make vaccines a partisan issue is helpful. The Texas Republican tells CNN that while he understands where some of the hesitancy on vaccines comes from, he still advocates for the shots, especially for older Americans.
So I live in an area that's fairly vaccine hesitant. I've known that for years. 25 years I was in medical practice, I recognize that. So it's this, not just this vaccine, it is vaccines in general. Still, as a medical professional, I will tell you that vaccines are literally a gift from God. Vaccine preventable disease has, more people have been lifted out of anxiety and stress because of vaccine-preventable diseases being prevented. This is a phenomenal gift that we've been given. Now, I think the administration missed a big chance at the beginning of all of this. You can't go back, and I don't think there's going to be a chance for a redo. But to continue to divide it on partisan lines, I don't think is helpful. People who are at risk should know that the vaccine is available to them. It's safe. The cost should not be an issue for anyone.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.